Let's switch gears right now at 4:47 and go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with my very good friend, Lane Schrantz, who's joining us right now. Lane, it is so good to talk to you. I've been away from the hill climb since, 2011, and I'm so happy to be a part of the race and a Cardio back here, back in the saddle again. How you doing?
Thank you, Dan. We're really glad to have you back with us. I'm doing great, especially after today with a great qualifying run. And we're looking forward to a good rest of the week of practice and a great race day.
Excellent. Now, you talk about what happened today and what you learned in preparation for what's going to happen on Sunday.
Well, unfortunately, but fortunately, we learned there was something wrong with our car that we didn't catch this morning. We had a malfunction with our anti-sway bar on the front of the car that we were kind of chasing some issues for our four runs of qualifying, and didn't find it till we got it back to the shop. But I'm really excited that we were able to qualify second with a chassis that wasn't working the way it was supposed to. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Excellent. Now tell me, for those listeners that don't know your background, talk about your dad and your family and just kind of the racing, families that are on Pikes Peak and how that tradition continues this year.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I feel like I had the best boyhood childhood anybody could have. My dad started Randy's Towing, High Country Towing, right here in Colorado Springs when I was 1 or 2 years old. He started racing Pikes Peak around the same time, and I just grew up wanting to be like my dad. He actually raced in the 50th running. His first hill climb was the 50th running of the Pikes Peak Hill Climb, and I plan on retiring next year at the 100th running, which will be almost 3 decades for me. He did it for 4 decades. He actually holds the record of most times competing on Pikes Peak at 40.
And how is he doing? How's the family and how's everyone doing?
Everybody's great. My dad had a very serious bout with cancer. Happened to be in 2014, his last and 40th run up Pikes Peak. Had a massive surgery to remove esophageal cancer, and that took place in February of 2014, and then he raced in his 40th Pikes Peak Hill Climb that June, and he's doing, actually, to me, he's done better every year. So he's on the pit crew. He was up working on the car this morning and will be with us all week.
Absolutely terrific news. Will you tell him hello for me, by the way?
I will.
I don't know if you remember, but when we did FanFest, remember back in the day in 2004, we had the couch in the middle of the the intersection.
That's
and we
right.
had the, yeah. Remember that? We had Pink, the group, she was there with Carrie Hart. And that's basically when FanFest really started getting going, right?
Yep, that's right.
That was so much fun. But, over the years it's grown, and it's because of racers like you and, all of the other terrific families that have been on Pikes Peak. I want you to just talk just briefly a little bit, although we need more time to talk about it, about the Unser legacy. And just give me some comments on maybe a favorite memory of the Unser family and just your thoughts on the passing of two great men.
Yeah, I'm thankful to have been in what I would call a hill climb, racing family myself. And, of course, they were the ones that kind of coined that phrase before anybody else with Uncle Louie running so many years. I think he ran 36 or 37 years on Pikes Peak, more than any other Unser. And it was an honor for my dad to actually beat his record with number of runs. But it's a great family. Bobby Jr. was awesome. Last time I saw him was actually at a car museum in Phoenix, and we had a great conversation catching up, and we got to race together more. Our age was a little bit closer. Robbie Unser, Bobby's brother, raced several years on Pikes Peak, and my number one Unser memory is just going to Robbie and asking for some advice in my early years in the stock car. And I was expecting advice about braking or accelerating or turning. And his advice was, Lane, don't get in that car and go to that line if you don't think that you can beat anybody that you're racing against. So it was really a talk about confidence. And I actually took it to heart and kind of changed my mindset. And it really helped me.
Excellent. Now, final couple of, we just got about 30 seconds left. Sunday is going to be a little bit cooler. What's the coldest temperature you ever raced in, and does that give you, does that give all the racers any concern?
The coldest I had was a year that we had sleet, snow, and fog. I don't remember what year it was, but they ended up shortening the race right after I got to the summit. It was terrifying. I didn't care what place I got in. I was so thrilled to cross the finish line and get to the summit because you couldn't see, you know, 30 yards in front of you. That was the worst for me. If it's cooler Sunday, all that's really going to do for the racers is really just slow the times down. It'll give us a slicker track, but we all have to tend with the same thing, and we'll do our best to make it to the top.
Oh, well said. It is so great catching up with you. I just wish we would have had FanFest this year, but for the 100th running next year, we got to catch up on the air because I guarantee they're going to have the best FanFest ever.
Yes, absolutely. Can't wait. Looking forward to seeing you.
Excellent. Looking forward to seeing you as well. Tell your dad hello for me, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Pikes Peak on Sunday.
Thank you. Will do.
Okay, Lane. Thank you. Lane Trance there, just an awesome guy.